Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.
Oh, I could play that every day during the selection period. This is Mike Ball welcoming you to this week's Left Ahead podcast. I broadcast here, and I blog at leftahead.com, and my personal stuff at harumpher.com. So let's talk about that damn election. I'm feeling a little better now, and it looks like Hillary has the election sewn up, or else Donald just screwed it so badly that she's going to win anyway. You know already that she was not my first choice. I was a Bernie Sanders guy. But certainly among the five people on most ballots around here, she's definitely the best. So we'll go with that and think about rigged. Little whiny Donald, Donnie Joe, has done his rig thing to the point at which it needs to be discussed, and not just, you know, people have debunked his fantasies that the election, in fact, can be swayed by, illegal immigrants or any number of crazy things, dead people, or just, you know, the absolute crazy, xenophobic, racist talk of his surrogates and himself. It's just beyond belief. If you have any doubt at all, just, search for it, Google it, or Yahoo it, or Dogpile it, or whatever, and find it. Just this crazy talk. But nevertheless, he's at it. But I think we need to talk about what's underlying that and the differences here, because he is not the first person to use that term in this election. And it certainly goes back to Elizabeth Warren in 2010 when she was running for U.S. Senate for Massachusetts. And she talked about how the system was rigged for against the middle class by the very wealthy people and the financial institutions and the big shots in the Wall Street types, to use the cliche. She wrote a book about it. She taught law and she knows a lot about history and economics. She had good reasoning and a lot of evidence to back up what she was talking about. There's a bit of irony there, because she and other people who've been using this phrase have done pretty well. See, the Bernie himself, he has a couple houses. He got a summer house and a regular house, but he didn't get himself rich and comfortable by cozying up to the rich people and using his office for bad office. He's okay. And he's at the higher end of the middle class. I guess he's probably in the upper middle class. But nevertheless, but you look at the others out there, Hillary Clinton. She eventually picked up on that from Bernie. So all of a sudden it was, this is rigged, this rigged, the system's rigged, blah, 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 blah. And that's the big point, is like, the Clintons did very, very nicely. Not only were they high-powered lawyers and well-connected in Arkansas, but they did, you know, kind of like the Obamas. They were both high-powered lawyers who did very nicely, and they're connected. So they're doing quite well financially and buying a mansion in, right outside of D.C. So they're doing okay. And the Clintons do very, very nicely. They are multimillionaires, so they're fine. But they're talking about rig. They're talking about the common wheel. What is good for people, and what is rigged against ordinary folk in ordinary life who didn't inherit $100 and some million worth of real estate from daddy, and just sit on it and then exploit people to do that. So that's very different. And then all of a sudden comes on little Donnie Joe, comes in and he's saying, this is rigged, this rigged, but he's not talking about how unfortunate it is for the middle class, the lower classes, the ordinary people. He's talking about life is unfair to me. I'm not getting everything I want the way mommy wanted me to. And again, I'll put a link on to a previous one I had, Left Ahead show, where I talked about he's a mommy's boy. They're daddy's girls and mommy's boys. He's a mommy's boy, and he wants everything just the way he wants it, because that's what his mother said he could have. This is a man who even styles his hair after his late mother. It's amazing. But he grew up thinking whatever I want, I deserve, and I'm going to get it. And if I don't, it's unfair. They're unfair to me. This is rigged. This is not, just not right because I'm not getting what I want. And that's very different than talking about what can we do to see that the students don't end up with $30,000 to $100,000 worth of debt and have their life in servitude. What can we do to make sure that people don't lose their houses to the greedy financial institutions? That's what Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and even Hillary Clinton were talking about. But Donald J. Trump isn't talking about that. He's talking about how can I get exactly what I want in the way I want it, when I want it. Otherwise, it is, as he says again and again and again, unfair. Unfair. When he says unfair, that means I'm not getting what I want in the way I want it, when I want it. And I don't know about your life, but my life has never been like that, and I don't expect it to be, and I don't think I'd want it to be. But everything is like me, 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 and he's doing it with the rigged. So let's look at it. What he's saying is everything is rigged, and it's egocentric. It's all about that. It's not against the classes, not against ordinary people. It's what is rigged, and he's saying, well, you look at it, it's going to be, the election is going to be stolen from me. And a lot of pundits have noted that as soon as he realized that he's going to lose the election, he's setting up all of his excuses to say, it was stolen. It's unfair. They've taken from me. It was rigged. And if you look at any of the analysis and the academic work that's been on it, there are, you know, like 7,000 precincts in the United States. It's like, you know, no more than that, maybe 70,000. Anyway, a ton. I'm a election official in Massachusetts, and I got to say, you know, it would be virtually impossible to rig an election nowadays to influence in a way that an individual state, even a precinct, could be swayed by illegal votes. And yet he's out there, Donald Trump is out there saying, we're going to have illegal immigrants coming in and they're registering to vote. And well, that doesn't happen. It virtually doesn't happen. And you can go through there and there have been, you know, almost no cases of anything like that happening. When we have elections being fixed, it's when the state legislatures are passing laws that hamper, harm, hurt, and hinder poor people, black people, Latinos from voting. And that's where the election fraud goes on, and that's where the rigging goes on. And it's by the Republicans, and it's nasty, but it isn't the kind of things that he's talking about. It's where, oh, yeah, these people are going to come in Pennsylvania in these poor neighborhoods, these poor black people, they're going to vote 3, 5, 10 times. It's not going to happen. It doesn't happen. It hasn't happened. He's got no evidence of it, and there's nobody has any evidence of it because it simply doesn't happen. Anyway, going about, so it's going to be conspiracies, and it's going to be immigration officials, he said, are conspiring to let illegal immigrants, undocumented people come in and vote. But as we've seen, it takes, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 years to be in the system in which you get any kind of credentials to register to vote. And it doesn't happen, and we don't have the time, and it hasn't happened. It's not going to happen this time either. And he's going to say, who else is rigging? Oh, yeah, the media. The media is rigging everything. These are the same TV outlets and cable outlets and newspapers that have given him billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars worth of free advertising. He's an arrogant man who's too cheap to spend his own money, even though he said he was going to self-fund. And he went out there, and he hasn't done it. And so all of a sudden, Hillary Clinton ends up with a whole bunch of money that she spends on advertising. And so he's saying, see, it's rigged. See, it's rigged. Well, it's not rigged. He was lazy and cheap. So that's not rigged. That's stupid. And he was. And he's saying, yeah, the media is giving it. Well, no, it isn't at all. If anything, she's gotten the worst of it. And it comes on, and everything is a big deal with her, and all the thing, her email controversies, or, you know, whatever, any investigation, it goes on and on, and he skates, and it is rigged against her, and you can see it, but he's got that, he even said, he lumped the satiric show Saturday Night Live in with the media, and because they make fun of his stupid, clownish behavior, he said, ah, yeah, see, even they, and he's calling for Saturday Night Live to be censored and shut down. So he doesn't care much about First Amendments either. So he wants that to be shut down. And he's saying the polling stations are going to be rigged. And we know pretty well that's not going to happen. And he's saying that the 9 to 12 different women who have come forward and accused him of sexually assaulting them, are all lying, and it's all rigged up, and Hillary Clinton forced them to do that. And no, it isn't. It's just some of the women that he's abused over the decades, apparently, have come forward and have said that, and some of them have witnesses, and others are, it is he said, she said, and it's she said, she said, she said, she, it's like a dozen she says, and he's claiming none of it happened. It's perfectly okay to believe the people who accused Bill Clinton, who, by the way, is not running for president of the United States, for what happened with his infidelities 20, 30 years ago. You're supposed to believe all of those, but you're not supposed to believe anyone who accuses Donnie J. Trump. So, you know, it's all the accusers are there, and everybody is conspiring against him. So I didn't know. I don't know how dumb you have to be to believe his conspiracy theories, but there are a bunch of people out there, and said apparently 70% or 70 to 73%, depending on which poll you see, of his supporters believe his conspiracy theories of rigged this, rigged elections, that all these women who are accusing him of sexual misconduct are all put up by Hillary Clinton's people. No evidence, but hey, that's okay. He's going on there. He's saying his little thing, and his people believe it. And I guess it's just defensive that they, you know, they're trying to justify supporting this total fool who's not bright, who has only money because he inherited it, and he kind of held on to some of it, invested in some real estate that did well. Most of his real estate, according to Forbes, has gone down considerably. Like anywhere from 10 to 30% down. So he's not a good businessman either. But he's in there, and he's got his stuff, and he's got his money, and at least he has it on paper. So there he is. But, you know, he's taken a big lead from Sarah Palin, the former GOP VP nominee with John McCain. And it's the lamestream media, and they're all biased against him, and they're all getting together, and everybody's getting together and planning it. And poor old Donald Trump, it's unfair. It's unfair to Donnie Poo. So, you know, they're believing it, and they are believing the rigged claims. And it is, in fact, in the larger mold that we have seen in this election and the previous two presidential elections, where the Republican politicians are refusing to take responsibility for what they say and what they do. There is no personal responsibility there, and Donald's doing that too, and his wife and his daughters are doing it, and everybody's saying, no, 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 I know this man, he's golden, he would never do all these terrible things that he says he does to women, he's just kidding, it's only words, as he says. And it's all rigged. It's all rigged. Well, it isn't rigged. It's not going to be rigged. And the only rigging we've seen have been the Republican politicians who have been finally losing in courts when the state and federal courts are saying you're taking the vote away from black and Latino people, and you got to stop it. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. That's the rigging. And Donald isn't. But I got to say, when you look at the rigging claims, you got to say that it is the purpose of it. And the purpose is as far as Trump is concerned, is to claim that he is being treated unfairly. Him. And when you look at Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, the system is rigged against the middle class and the lower classes and the black people and the brown people. And are they looking out for ordinary folk? Are they looking out for the very, very top wealthy people who want everything the way they want it, when they want it, how they want it? And it's pretty clear. So Donald J. Trump has no credibility, and he's lost this one. But let's keep our perspective on the rigged claims. His rigged claim is not that the vote is going to be stolen from him, despite his fantasies. He has blown the vote. He has been such an ass. He has lied so much. He has misspoken so many times. He's made up everything, and here it is, and it's coming down to it. And even the people who don't like Hillary Clinton, even the people who don't want to see a woman president, even the ordinary folk can't buy it. So he's blown it. He's lost it. And again, it is not that he's claiming that he wants to help the middle, even upper middle class, or poor people. It's he's saying he wants to help Donald J. Trump. So what he's saying is rigged is only what he's saying is unfair to Donald J. Trump, because he wants it now. He wants it the way mommy wanted him to have it. So too bad, Donnie. You've blown this election, and reap it. You sowed it, you reap it. Goodbye, and thank you.
Well, here's another nice mess you've gotten me into.